go around.
You can go around. You don't have to sit in this.
They don't know me. They don't know what I want to sit in. What I want to sit in this traffic.
Well, you're in luck because we're sitting in this traffic.
Excellent. All according to plan.
Are you saying that you caused the car accident up ahead so that we would sit in this traffic? Are you saying that's what the plan was? Are you admitting to a crime? I mean, I guess I'm not a lawyer. I guess I don't know that that's a crime, but it doesn't sound like it's on the level. It doesn't sound like it's on the up and up.
All I'm saying is it all went according to plan.
Oh, that's...
The law can interpret that however they like. Usual traffic.
Yeah, it's not where it normally is.
This is the part of Marin that usually doesn't suck as much.
Halfway point.
We are. Lots to be done. Lots of time to do it in. Gonna be a busy week.
So, I'm reading here about Tumblr banning all adult content. Did they come right out and say they're banning all adult content? Because I thought the thing was there was some bad shit that led to it getting pulled from the App Store.
I've not been following this saga very closely, but every single time it comes up in some capacity or another, it is talked about very much in the past tense terms of, well, Tumblr was a nice place once. Whether or not that's people being dramatic or if they're really kind of maybe doing away with the things that people actually use that platform for.
There it is. Yeah, starting December 17th, adult content will not be allowed on Tumblr, regardless of how old you are. Nope. Like, originally it was because there was some child pornography stuff.
Well, yeah, no, that you that fucking they, shut down immediately.
Yeah, that had been up a little too long, and I think that's probably what got it pulled.
Yahoo owns that,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, yes. Oof.
Right.
Which is, that's sort of like Verizon or something, because they buy Yahoo, I forget.
I think, yeah. Whoever it is that owns Yahoo owns Tumblr. I mean, as far as I can tell, nobody uses Tumblr for, like, an actual blogging service anymore.
I do.
Okay, one person uses Tumblr.
I have posted very little pornography there.
All right.
Seen a lot of it. I mean, that's like a fucking hard spot to be in, because like Tumblr was, you know, not probably not going to be a big moneymaker for that company anyway, just despite its traffic, so you're kind of stuck in a weird way of like, okay, well, we can't really monetize well around porn, because who wants to buy ads around that, and how does this thing survive?
Yeah, you either need to go full porn or no porn, probably.
Yeah.
And they seem to have chosen the latter.
And then... Okay, so you're like, okay, no porn, let's see if we can turn this thing around and get it to matter. But, like, then all your existing users are like, well, fuck this.
Right.
Like, that's what I'm here for. To look at wet asses...
No shortage of wet asses on the internet.
No, yeah. Well, that's, you know, it's nice to have it all in one place. I'm saying.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like the migration of audiences around these different blogging sites and social media sites, like, it always ends up going like this. Like, there's, you know, several years where everyone's using it furiously, and then there's a trail off, and then it just dies.
Yeah, like, Tumblr was never going to be in a good place, period. Like, and having most of what, or, you know, a significant part of what was keeping it going being, you know, adult imagery doesn't help. Like, that's not a thing you, it's like, you hand that to somebody and be like, hey, turn this into a business, and they're going to look at you like, I fucking can't. And then you have something like this come along where it's like, okay, now the app's been pulled from the App Store, so you have even fewer opportunities to get people onto the platform because of this thing that defines this thing. As much as you internally don't think it defines this thing, it very much defines this thing.
Yes.
At some point you're like, well, we gotta rip the Band-Aid off and do this and see if it's ever gonna, if it's gonna fucking matter or not. And because otherwise it was gonna probably just bleed out a slow death.
I mean, I think that bleeding has been happening for a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally. It's a very ominous email I just got from Twitch. A letter from our CEO. What you need to know about Article 13. God, they're finally enacting Article 13.
That's a bumper in the road.
Kill the streamers.
Oh, no. Wow.
It is some kind of thing in the EU. Article 13 makes the host of a site liable for any potential copyright infringement activity.
Hmm.
This means you would need to provide copyright ownership information clearances or take other steps to prove that you comply with thorny and complicated copyright laws. Yeah, that stuff sounds super fucked. But also, the way it is just called Article 13, it makes it sound like it is a fucking
like that's
cyanide
a kill
capsule.
Order.
Twitch not allowing any music, aka all the stuff Alex drums to. Yeah, I mean, that's the law. Like, I don't... Like, I get the argument of, man, it's really gonna be fucked for content on Twitch, but, like, yeah. All this stuff has been existing in such a fucking weird gray area for so long that, like, of course, this stuff has to be fucking... Like, the laws need to change.
And it's like, you would hope that stuff like the games that use copyright music, they would be flagged in such a way that, like,
right.
That music,
like, we
is
know
up
that this is
that
from
game.
This game.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
But that's not always the case, you know, and there have been cases where, like, you know, people put up videos and they're playing fucking Jimi Hendrix songs in Rock Band and they get immediately muted because the Hendrix people are insane.
Right.
And they fucking, they copyright hit everything that uses even a fucking note of Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of videos on YouTube of Jimi Hendrix stuff, but, like, pitched down.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the only way it can live on there.
Yeah.
And that's not a good future, either.
No. But that's, you know, but you're, that's the future of it on those platforms.
Right.
The internet is a big fucking place that finds a way. Like, hey, you can't host the fucking bootleg shit on YouTube or Twitch. Like, yeah. I get it. They're large companies. They're trying to be above board.
Yep. Trying not to get sued.
That's a good point.
You are broadcasting radio. This is illegal. You're giving people free satellite radio access to these hip-hop stations specifically.
All right, well, never again. Am I going to listen to royalty-free music? I don't know, the, like, post-acquisition Tumblr always seemed like the thing of, like, oh, this used to be really big, and it comes with this thing we're buying, and I, you know, but really, what the fuck do
what that? Resources are they actually going to put into that thing? Does LiveJournal still exist?
Probably.
I had a couple of friends that were very big into LiveJournal back when people were big into LiveJournal. And like everyone else, they eventually migrated away from it, but I was curious if the website still existed.
I think it still exists, and maybe end up...
Maybe get shifted into something else.
Did the Russians buy LiveJournal? I forget.
Is it part of Russia Today?
Yeah.
Journal on a regular basis.
Yeah. Sold to Russian media company SUP Media in 2007. Russian search engine and one of the biggest Russian web portals.
So you're saying that LiveJournal is a Russian psyop?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we know.
have been slowly moving away from Tumblr anyway. But, I don't know.
Just not pornographic enough for you.
Yeah, not porny enough. I'm all in on Mastodon, baby.
It's the future. As someone who listens to a lot of the band Mastodon, it never stops being fucking weird when people start talking, yeah, I'm getting way into Mastodon.
Yeah, you're like, wait, what?
What?
A lot of good, like, fucking spots on Tumblr that are just, like, posting really good high-res box art from old dumb video games and shitty screenshots and just, like, good, fun shit like that. That's primarily what I was using it for.
I mean, you probably can't find them at that, you know, the high-res, but there's definitely plenty of other, like, social media accounts elsewhere that do similar types of things.
Yeah.
Is there not an Instagram equivalent of that?
I'm sure there probably is.
I don't know because I don't use Instagram. Not out of any sort of like principled stance. I just don't take a lot of photos.
I started using Instagram and primarily just using it to, like, I don't have a lot to say. It's not like I'm writing a big caption for this image, you know? It's right. Just like, here's the thing I saw that is dumb at the mall. Look at this shitty hat.
That's an Instagram. You can
do that. have to figure eventually everything trends in that direction, right? If Apple's going to be the gatekeeper of, like, what isn't okay, isn't okay for that app store, then, like, at some point, like, Reddit probably has to fucking rein it in if they want to be on the app store, right?
I mean, I think I want to say that maybe Reddit is a little more aggressively moderated than Tumblr generally is.
Like, they probably keep the kids stuff off of there, but, yeah, like, if at some point Apple's like, actually, we just keep your porn off our phones.
They might. I don't know. I'm never entirely sure exactly how committed to that stuff Apple is. Like, you know, there's the very clear-cut cases where they're like, well, fuck off, this can't be here.
But right. Like, it's like, it seems like it has to be like, okay, if this is a legit site that has some porn on it, then okay, but if your primary thing is check it out porn.
Right.
They're not.
But at the same time, like, there are, you know, adult apps on the fucking app store. You know, like, there's stuff people use on there. Like, the idea of adult content being funneled through the app store is not completely foreign.
Yeah.
You know, some of it is, like, obfuscated a little bit, but...
Right. Tony Hawk's Skate Jam. For iOS and Android. From the developers of Mike V Skateboard Party. Or I guess from the publisher of Mike V Skateboard Party.
Who's Mike V?
Mike Vallely.
Okay.
Professional skater.
I am not particularly up on who is good at skateboarding these days.
That's about how I figured that would go, is some mobile company would step in and do a Tony Hawk game that ends up being not at all the thing you're looking for.
Right. But it's also him getting his brand out there in other ways that don't require Activision.
Yeah.
And again, freeing him up to appear in Skate 4.
Right. Unless he signed a bad deal with this company and can't.
He seems just savvy enough to not do that.
Right.
Like, I don't feel like he would be like, yeah, no, mobile, that's the future. That's where I want to put all my eggs.
Mm-hmm. Every egg I got.
Yep. Tony Hawk, I make skateboards, and I got these eggs.
There have been some fun skateboarding games for mobile phones. Yeah, I don't know, I guess I don't know, like, you know.
Like Ollie Ollie.
Yeah. Same time, I don't know that, like, if someone secured him and said, all right, we're going back to consoles with a Tony Hawk game, and it's going to be like the games you used to play, you know, they, like, what, are they going to try to make a new old Tony Hawk game? Or, yeah, I don't know. This, I don't know what you do.
I don't know. Tony Hawk 5 really poisoned the well on a lot of things.
Yeah. I don't look at private messages on Facebook. I'm sure that there's some people that have probably tried to reach me that I've maybe wanted to get back to, but I'm just not gonna install Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, what if you downloaded a second app to message people?
What if you literally couldn't access those messages through the actual Facebook app?
Yeah, I was like, oh, that sounds cool. What if I never read a private message on Facebook ever again?
Yeah. It's worked just fine for me.
I don't think I've ever used WhatsApp or Telegram. I installed Signal at one point, only to realize that I didn't know anyone else that used Signal.
I had never heard of it until just now.
Signal is one of the ones that tries to be like all secure and all that shit.
Right, like WhatsApp. Yeah, I used WhatsApp a little bit, and it's fine. If you want to have, you know, encrypted group chat shit.
I like the idea of encrypted group chat. Like, that sounds okay to me, but
I don't need that a lot.
I don't need that a lot. Or, I would like it kind of just like, I would like everything to be end-to-end encrypted that I use. But, like, the reality of it is I'm not going to drag people to all these weird platforms when everyone's just like, no, I'm using Discord and Slack. I'm like, right. Okay, cool, whatever. Fine.
The fucking government wants to read my Discord transcripts. They're more than welcome to.
They are not welcome to read mine. Do not read. That's right, I guess Google Hangouts is going away.
Like, all together?
Yeah. I think they have another thing that is basically replacing it.
Okay.
But
that is the Google way.
Yeah.
Here's this new thing that we are rebranding.
There's this new thing that is exactly that, but
and now less people will use it by virtue of not understanding there's a new thing that does the same thing as the old thing.
Yeah.
That was how every episode of Bomb in the AM was recorded.
I mean, that's how we have our weekly
meetings. Yeah.
May come to an end in 2020.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Alright, well, we got some time then. It's not the only thing that's coming to an end in 2020. Talking about the world, we're all done.
Bye. Yeah, oh yeah, that's it. Might just be that they are gonna terminate it as a consumer-facing thing and make it like, oh yeah, it's good for work stuff. So maybe the our use case might actually stick. Hangouts as a brand will live on with Hangouts Chat and Hangouts Meet.
Okay, so the two things we pretty much use it for.
Hangouts Chat is like a Slack type thing, and I think Hangouts Meet is what we use or could use. Or, I don't know.
Thank you.
done? What's the worst thing you've ever done?
I don't know. I think Mastodon's really cool, but also, like, part of why I think it's cool is that there are not a lot of people on it.
Right.
Someone's working on a photo-focused version of that type thing to try to be, like, a federated Instagram-style thing.
Shut down?
Yep. Crowbar's no more. Unless you want to lease it. It says right here it's a restaurant bar opportunity. You call up John Perkins here at this phone number, and maybe you could be running Crowbar. You might have to rename it. I don't know if they'll let you keep the name.
Is nothing in this town sacred?
No.
Clearly.
Nothing in this town is sacred. It wouldn't be too hard to expand, like, the underlying protocol that is, like, driving Mastodon to just be Tumblr. It's a pretty flexible thing. I've seen people talk about wanting to expand it to be, like, a little more bloggy and a little less Twittery.
Did they ever put out numbers in terms of, like, what their user base is?
For, like, just all of Mastodon?
Yeah.
I think you can kind of... There are bots out there kind of tracking the growth of the network. So you could probably find some kind of number. It always spikes whenever anything fucking dramatically shitty happens on Twitter.
So every day?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, there's a spike of users... But they all try to join the main instance.
Right.
Which then has to close to new signups, and then people are confused because they don't understand what the fuck
yeah,
Mastodon really is.
The instance aspect of it, I think, is cool, but also the thing that is going to prevent it from ever becoming widely used.
Yeah, it's
not enough people quite get it.
Right. Well, for those people, like, you can just sign up on one of the two or three big instances, and, you know, as long as you can get over that hurdle, you'll understand it's not that hard to wrap your mind around. You know, people can still follow me, even though signups for Content Town are not open to all people.
Right.
And there's some stuff that's like a little, like, you kind of wish it was built out a little more, like migrating your account from one instance to another.
Right.
Like you start on one and then you're like, wait, actually I'm going to register my own domain and start up my own shit and all this other stuff. And then it's like, okay, well now I'm kind of just starting from scratch. There was some talk about working on that. Get this.
Mm-hmm.
You play Ubisoft Club. I think it's what they call it now. Yeah, Ubisoft Club. You know, you would earn units that you could use for rewards in games. You'd be like, get a wallpaper or unlock a bonus bandolier from shit you did playing Trials. You know, like just earn a currency to spend.
Mm-hmm.
I just got an email. They have decided to make that currency expire. Like, why?
My guess is that a lot of people signed up for Uplay, played a bunch of games, got that currency, and then just never used it.
But, like, who cares?
They do, I guess.
Why? Why would they? Why?
Maybe this is them trying to encourage people to use that stuff? I don't know. I have no answers. I'm fumbling here for anything. That is some shit.
Oh, here's why. You can get a 20% discount for a purchase on the Ubisoft store. With points. Club units. That's why.
I see now. I see.
And the minute real money is in there, you're damn right they want that shit to expire.
Go.
Straight from a turn only lane because I'm in my convertible.
A Mustang convertible.
I'm into peace, and I'm into this Mustang. Namustang.
Fuck.
Fuck. What?
That's how you're gonna end this? Whoa, dude. That van was going the wrong way down that alley.
Yep.
Did not give a fuck.
Nope.
It's like, I'm not even gonna bother trying to stop coming out of here.
Yeah.
Well, good to know Bedlam is always going on.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Great way to start the day.
All right. We're here. We're going to go.
We're going to go spend a long time talking about video games today.
That's the plan. Everyone have a grand day.